Hello and a very warm welcome to this special episode of the Eurovision Showcase on podcast here on Podbean particularly. My name is Kieran Tuttiot. I'm your regular host of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM in particular, but this is a special bonus podcast as we quickly review the results of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. We have just seen the second semi-final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2017 from Kiev, Ukraine. And myself, I'm hosting the show and I am joined by the other half, Rob Urry.
Hello.
And how are you, dear?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you reeling from the results?
I'm just surprised by a couple of them, but no, not really. A lot of them I thought would qualify, but I'm annoyed. Not annoyed, but disappointed that...
We'll get into the...
Okay.
yes. So, because we need to tell them who's actually qualified first, Rob. So, we've got... the qualifications are as follows. The Bulgaria, Christian Kostov with Beautiful Miss. Navi Band from Belarus represented with the song Story of My Life. The Croatia, Jakudek with My Friend. We also have Josi Papai representing Hungary with the song Yadadabada Origo. That's it. Denmark, they're represented by Anja Nilsson with...
Oh, my lord, what's it called? Tonight I'm gonna show you what you know where I can't remember what it's called. But I know how it goes.
Oh, I don't even remember the title. It probably goes to show what you're going to expect in this episode. Imri from Israel with the song I'm Alive. Romania's song is Anlinka and Alex with Yodel It. A Norwegian entry sung by Joust with The Moment. Girl, that voice. Grab the Moment. The Netherlands entry from Ogene. And Ogene have sung the song Rain and Shadows. Where I Am is the Danish entry by Anja Nilsson. Oh my God. And the Austrian entry is sung by wonderful Nathan Trent with Running on Air. Right, and it's late. It really is, and it's been a long day for me. I've been working a 12-hour shift practically today. So sadly, we've missed out on the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Jana Bucharska. Ireland have missed out with Brendan Murray. Fused Mark from Lithuania have missed out. Malta have lost out, Claudia Faniello. Also, Estonia have missed out, Koitum and Laura with Verona. San Marino have left out, so that's Jimmy Wilson and Valentina Moneta. Serbia have missed out too, as well as Switzerland. So, Rob, initial reactions.
Well, initial reactions are that Estonia, Switzerland and Malta, I'm quite surprised, didn't make it through. I'm less surprised with Macedonia because I didn't think she performed it very well, which is a shame because it's a good song. I think it's better, the studio version is better. I've always said to Kieran, I've never been a huge fan of the Hungarian song, but I'm pleased it qualified and I wanted it to because it's different. The one song I'm really annoyed about was Romania because it's beyond awful.
How come?
It's just terrible, cheesy, absolute rubbish. I'm really annoyed that qualified. I'm pleased that Denmark qualified because they haven't done for a few years and I think it's a good, strong song. I'm pleased that Austria qualified because I actually didn't feel that Nathan Trent performed it very well, if I'm honest, although I think Kieran disagreed there because he said...
Profusively?
Yeah, sorry, I thought he was a bit flat. I'm not surprised that Lithuania and San Marino didn't qualify because they were both by far the two weakest songs. And I'm not surprised Ireland didn't because I've never liked that song and it wasn't performed very well at all.
Oh, well, if I was there, I would want Estonia in. And well, I'm sad Estonia aren't in and Malta aren't in it because they particularly performed it incredibly well. I'm surprised Switzerland are there as well with the fact that they performed it again incredibly well. I thought Jana Bacheska actually was from Macedonia was really quite good actually. And the performance was better than what I expected really. So if I wanted particularly Malta and Estonia, which are in my top three of the whole year, I would take out Romania, honestly, and Norway. I'm not enthralled with the Norwegian entry at all this year, and I think it's a bit flat and a bit boring. And when it comes to Saturday night, I think it's absolutely going to flop. I think it will probably do something like 2G happened in 2012, where it scraped through the semis and then it'll come bottom in the grand final. If I was going to be personally picky as well, I would also take out Denmark because I think Anja Nielsen's song is beyond boring and average. Her voice is incredible. She's a bit shouty. But I thought the performance that she had tonight was really good, and it made me like the song, but it wouldn't push me to vote it necessarily. But I'm really chuffed that Austria got through. I'm really happy for the Netherlands, because obviously they've been trying for God knows how long to do well in the contests, and ever since 2013, really, they've turned it up, and they're actually really putting some effort into it, which is really nice to see. It's countries like the Netherlands who have won the contest quite a few number of times, and recently they haven't been doing they've been doing well, but they, you know, they haven't almost grabbed the win. I mean, the Netherlands haven't won since 1975, almost as bad as the French. But the Netherlands have got four victories under their belt, of course. But as we can see, Belarus have qualified for the first time since 2014. Which is a great news for them. They've been struggling in the last few years, like the Icelandics have, by not qualifying and missing out almost at the post. But that's not good. Bulgaria's run of form seems to be improving, and probably will do with at least a top 10 position in the grand final this year. There was umming and ahhing about Croatia if they're going to be able to qualify, but Jacques Hudek tonight just had an incredible performance, which gave me goosebumps. He sang it and performed it incredibly well, and I think really deserves a qualification, certainly tonight.
I don't know. I think Croatia's a really awful, awful song. He did sing it well, but I think it's terrible. I would take Croatia out of that and Romania. And if I had to pick another one, it probably would also be Norway.
Yay, Norway hate.
And I'd add Malta, Switzerland and Estonia in.
Oh, see, Claudia Faniello, quite an aura as well, actually sang it incredibly well too. So who do you think, out of those non-qualifiers, Rob, are going to be number 11? I have a feeling that it's going to be Estonia.
I think that's a bit of a shame is that the first 2 seconds of her singing, her microphone wasn't working, which didn't help. I think
they'll probably lodge a complaint, you know. Mm. And the Norwegians have been good at that this year, and they've bloody qualified.
I think it'll either be one of those three. I'd imagine that'll be number three. I even think the very rock bottom, I would make an assumption would be Lithuania. And I also would make an assumption that Lithuania would be rock bottom after the two semi-finals.
Oh, well, as lower in points than the bottom of semi-one.
Yeah, definitely. Because Lithuania is by far the worst song in the contest this year by a massive, you know, margin. And I think that there's not a song in it that comes close to being as bad in any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all. So, well, that's what we think of, sadly, this year's Eurovision Song Contest second semi-final. Oh, well, it's not sadly, it's quite exciting anyway for Saturday. Just a shame that these really good songs, certainly my top two in my top three, are not in it. Very sad. Anyways, we'll have to pick myself up off the floor, dust myself off, and get excited for Saturday anyway. Right, so for myself, Kieran Tuttier, and for Rob Burry,
it's good night from me.
Yeah, and it's a good night for me. Join us on our normal show on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM 92.3. Obviously, you can listen to us live on 92.3 right across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. You can listen to us via forestfm.co.uk anywhere in the world, as long as you've got an internet connection, of course. You can listen to us via the TuneIn Radio app as well and catch up with our podcasts like you're doing right now, you lovely people. So, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and I hope you enjoyed this cheeky little review, and we look forward to the Saturday night show. The running order will be announced tomorrow, that is Friday, if not late tonight. So you, when you're listening to this, you may know what the running order is, but basically what they'll do is each qualifier from tonight will do as the qualifiers did on the first semi-final, is pick first half and second half. A lot of the second half has already been picked already. But so a lot of these countries tonight will be in the first half of the grand final. But remember, Ukraine are the only countries that actually have been given their placing, have been given their placing months ago, which is song number 22. Okay, right. So stay tuned to the various news sites and our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase and the Eurovision Showcase, and also our Twitter pages for the latest updates. So take care, guys and girls. Arrivederci, au revoir, chavidasein, bonne nuit. Good night. And I hope you enjoy the show. See you on Sunday, 5 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. Central European time on Forest FM 92.3.